district's website tomorrow. Mrs. Volk, is there anyone who would like to make public comment?
Susie Warden.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Dr. Susie Warden, and I've been in the community raising kids for about 22 years here, and I've never been a part of the board meetings, and I'm glad that I started about a year ago because I have a passion for health. I'm a chiropractor, and I've been at a board meeting probably for the last, over a year now, and my goal is to help children and help health and make sure that we together uphold the mission of District 41 to be stronger together, to be better than ever. And I speak for a number of us in our community, and I would love to be stronger together, better than ever. But it's apparent that when we come up here and speak, that nobody asks questions, nobody asks anybody about the masks, etc. And it's everybody on the board that is of one thought. And I would just love to add more diversity to this. It's apparent that we all think one way as a board, as your leader, who is a self-proclaimed socialist Marxist. Well, we the people care about education and the health of our children more than a lot of the ESSER funding, the CRT, and the ESSER, the other stipulations handed down when we took funds. And a lot of it is up on the board just recently, but a lot of it comes with stipulations of the masking, of the vaccinations, and I don't think that that's necessary. We the people have concerns of the health of our children. I think we should let the parents and the doctors decide if we should mask our children or if we should vaccinate our children. As a board, we pushed because of the ESSER funding stipulations. A few voted against optional masking and couldn't even stand up for what they believed. One abstained, a board member, and the other one voted no, and they both left the meeting. You can't stand up for what you believe. You probably shouldn't be on the board. I would expect as a board member that you are passionate about what you believe. If you're passionate about what you believe, you vote and you stand up for your belief. We the people see hypocrisy. Board members pushing masks for the least affected, which is our children, by this virus. Hypocrisy is when we witness board members maskless at a coffee shop, and then one day after the mask mandate was lifted, all participants of the District 41 awards benefit were maskless one day after. Meanwhile, our children all need deprogramming, counseling, speech therapy because of the social integration, all because we're following an agenda led by money that we know negatively affect our children. I would love to see us stronger and better together. We, the people, will be diligent about not allowing CRT. We don't like the tampons in the boys' bathroom. It's absolutely ridiculous. So we will help everybody in the community make sure that whoever's up for re-election will be replaced. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Mrs. Wilk, anyone else?
That is it.
All right, very good. All right, we have a couple of reports.